from Tidbits on June 30th, 2008. This is the audio version of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Adam C. Angst. Pro Applications Update 2008-02 from Apple fixes problems in Final Cut Pro 6.0.4 and Compressor 3.0.3 related to installation, compatibility, general performance, and overall stability. Final Cut Server Update 1.1 from Apple addresses problems with a check-in, check-out process for Final Cut Pro projects and double byte character sets, and generally improves the reliability of the asset management and workflow automation software. Mars Edit 2.1.4 from Red Sweater Software is a minor update to the popular blog posting software. New features include a dock menu item for creating a new post, uploading to a specific Picasa album for blogger users, and fixes for crashes related to bad URLs, the display of tags in the main window preview, and inadvertent loading of URLs dragged to the preview window. Keyboard Maestro 3.2 from Stairway Software enhances the macro utility with more options for macro groups, including secondary key activation of macros within a group and both temporary and permanent palettes showing the contained macros. The secondary key activation is particularly interesting since it lets you activate a group and then execute a particular macro within the group using a single key. So you could press Command-Control-M to activate a group of text-munging macros. Remember that Keyboard Maestro can apply BBEdit text factories to clipboard text. And then press Q to activate a, quote, cleanup macro. Other new features include an alert action with a stop-continue dialog, macros without direct triggers, and remembered window size and position for script result windows. Keyboard Maestro 3.2 also adds triggers based on scripts, wake events, and login. Dejal Simon 2.4.1 from Dejal Systems fixes several bugs with the port plugin and adds a pair of hidden preferences to log debug information for the port and ping plugin helpers. Adobe Acrobat 9 Pro updates the PDF software with improved creation and management of forms, document reviewing, and security. A new PDF portfolio feature allows for combining of several PDF files into one, containing using templates for displaying the information. This version also provides the capability to actually remove redacted information from files instead of just covering it up, a problem companies and government agencies have run into recently when such redacted information has become public. Not surprisingly, the Mac version lags behind the Windows version of the same software. For example, Microsoft Office integration has been removed. Acrobat 9 Pro Extended is available only for Windows, as is the less expensive Acrobat 9 Standard, so even if you need basic PDF editing functionality, you're stuck spending $449 for Pro instead of $299. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, download software, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angston. Thanks for listening.